We can usually see things that we've inherited from our parents. But what if we inherit something that we can't see, that we can't explain, and that can't be scientifically proven? That leaves us wondering, why am I the one who inherited this? Growing up, I always knew that intuition ran in my family. My mom and my aunt on my dad's side had really strong intuition, where sometimes they could predict things before they're about to happen, and they could usually sense if a loved one was in distress before that person actually reached out to them. In high school, I developed the same intuition, but it never concerned me or worried me because I knew where it came from, and it brought me comfort knowing that I could reach out to my close ones, knowing that they were in trouble and they needed me. It wasn't until I was in my early 20s, living in Massachusetts with my husband, that I inherited a new ability that I had no idea where it came from. At the time, my granddaddy, who was a minister, had passed away. The week following his death, I had a few dreams about him, but I just thought it was because I missed him and I really wanted to talk to him. Then I had a dream that changed my whole perspective. In the dream, I was sitting in a room in an attic at a really long table, and I could sense that my granddaddy was there even though I couldn't see him. I was asking him questions about heaven. I said, "Granddaddy, what's heaven like?" And I couldn't hear his voice, but he responded, and he said, I asked him what time was like in heaven first, and he said, "Time is infinite. It goes on and on. There's no time in heaven." Then I said, "What's heaven like?" That time, he didn't respond, but this bright yellow amber light filled the room through a window, and I just had this overwhelming sense of peace and calm come over me that I'd never felt before. When I woke up, that feeling stayed with me, and I knew that my granddaddy's spirit had come to me to tell me that he was watching over me from heaven and that everything would be okay. After that, I had more visitation dreams from my granddaddy's spirit, as well as my grandpa on my mom's side, usually when I was in conflict or distress, and I wasn't sure about a path to take, and they would always come to me offering me guidance. I was never worried or freaked out about these visitations. It just made sense to me because they were my relatives, and I felt like, you know, they were watching over me, and that's how they could reach me. But then things changed again. My mom had just moved in with her boyfriend, and before they met, my mom's boyfriend was married to a woman named Jules, and sadly, Jules passed away. About 3 months after my mom moved in with her boyfriend, I had a dream that I was in a house, and my mom and her boyfriend were there, and I could sense a female presence, even though I couldn't see it, and I could really feel the feelings from this presence. And they were telling me that they didn't like that my mom was there, and they were worried about my mom's boyfriend financially and also health-wise. I also saw this image of this wooden engraved box and these really beautiful purple flowers I'd never seen before. When I woke up, I called my mom, and she said, "I think that was Jules' spirit visiting you." She said, "Jules' urn is a wooden engraved box that they keep in their house." And then she took a picture of Jules' garden in their yard, and there were the exact same purple flowers that I had in my dream. About a year later, after that dream, we also found out that my mom's boyfriend had had a tumor growing on his kidney, and that it had started about the time that I'd had this visitation dream. Now, this dream and this visitation really freaked me out, because I didn't know Jules, I'd never met her, and she wasn't related to me. And I wondered, how did this person who I didn't know to come to me to tell me their concerns about my mom and her boyfriend? And what does that mean about other spirits I don't know? And what if something that is not good finds their way to me, and it's not inviting? And after I had more of these concerns, I had less visitation dreams. Until one day, things changed again. My husband's co-worker and friend, Stephen, tragically died in a motorcycle accident at a very young age. The night before my husband went to the funeral, I had a dream that I was standing in a stream in the woods on an autumn day, and it was so vivid, it was like I was actually outside. I could see the orange and red leaves shaking in the wind. I could feel the river and the stream flowing over my feet. And behind me, there were a group of people that I knew they were there, even though I didn't turn around to directly look at them. I was looking down in the water at the pebbles below the stream, and I wanted to reach down to feel the water. Then all of a sudden, Stephen's face emerged from the water, and he looked up, and he looked scared, and he looked panicked. I hesitated, not knowing if I should say something. But then I decided to. I said, "Stephen, is there anything you want to tell Keith? That's my husband." His eyes darted over to where I was, and again, he looked very scared. I said, "Stephen, it's okay. Everyone's here. You can move on. It's going to be okay." And then, like if you have paint on your fingertips and you smear it across the canvas, Stephen's face just dissipated into the wind, and that same yellow light that was in the dream with my granddaddy filled the woods, and I had that sense of peace and calm. When I woke up, I told my husband, and he was quiet before he said, "Stephen really liked to go hunting and fishing in the woods." And he said, after the accident, his face was the most identifiable part of his body. My husband was a little freaked out about the dream, but he was also comforted. And that's when I realized that I didn't need to be scared of this gift anymore, that I could bring comfort to people who had passed and the loved ones that were left in the physical world. I started to look up some mantras that I could say to invite positive spirits and keep negative ones away. And after that, I've had so many more visitations from people who have passed who are not my direct family members but are somehow connected to my family or friends. And I've received a lot of messages of love and comfort, setting old family stories straight, and I've even had pets checking in on me who've passed away. I know how my blue eyes and my brown hair are inherited. That's DNA, that's blood, that's physical. But how could this gift that I can't touch, that I can't see, like, where is that coming from? There was nobody in my family I knew who had it. So I reached out to my aunt, who had the intuition, but not the medium capability. And I told her about these visitations, and she said, "Oh yeah, I know who that's from. It's your great-great-grandmother, Emily Barr Keller." And she sent me a picture of Emily Barr Keller, and she's sitting on a bench, and my dad and my uncle and my aunt are next to her as children, and my great-great-grandfather, and then my granddaddy, who visited me the first time, are standing behind her. And as I looked at the picture, I just felt like, oh, finally, that's like part of me that I didn't know about, that I didn't know where it came from. Now I have the answer. And then I thought, maybe it doesn't really matter how I inherited this medium ability, but that what I inherited is a gift. And like Emily Barr Keller, who performs seances in Brooklyn, I can continue to connect the spiritual and physical world. Thank you.